Yo. Hey, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This survey is a quick survey. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you registered Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. And how likely are you to vote in the November elections for president and governor of North Carolina? Are you very likely to vote or somewhat likely?
Yeah, I'll vote.
Okay. Overall, how would you rate the local economy in the area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Well, not so good.
Not so good? Okay. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with the more? Under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation has skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach of many young and working people. And this weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Or under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than even before they were able to help people. Which one of those?
Lower drug prices.
Okay. All right, next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. What about Lori Buckout? Are you very favorable or unfavorable towards Lori?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Roy Copper, or Roy Cooper, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Unfavorable.
Unfavorable? Okay. And Don Davis?
Favorable.
Favorable? Very favorable?
Yeah.
What about Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
No.
Very unfavorable. What about What about Kamala Harris?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this year's presidential election, if they were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Kennedy.
You'll vote for Kennedy?
Yeah.
Okay. If this year's elections for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. We're almost done here, okay? And if the elections for U.S. Congress, from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, a Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a libertarian, I'm sorry.
Don Davis.
Don Davis. Okay. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online bank like E-Trade or Charles Schwab, check cashing outlet, or other institutions?
Credit union.
Credit union? Okay. Here are some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, okay? Now, Congress Davis successfully fought the federal bureaucrats to get them out of the way so union credits and other community development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help like car loans, first-time mortgage, and small business loans. Is that very positive, negative, neutral?
Neutral.
Okay. Congressman Davis passed a law to help families hold onto their family farms by providing free legal service needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process for transferring property where the owner dies. Is that positive to you, negative, or neutral?
I'm neutral.
Okay, Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small business loans because unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all of their money in their local community, charge lower interest rates, and help small businesses grow to create local jobs. Does that make you very positive towards Don Davis or negative or neutral?
That's positive.
Positive? Okay. Now, Don Davis has taken an action to secure our border, including voting to increase funding for Border Patrol agents, invest in security technologies to stop illegal crossing and crack down on drug trafficking. Does that make you positive or negative towards Don Davis?
Positive.
Positive? Okay. Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud. Make sure your privacy is protected and preserve credit card reward programs against an effort by the big box chain retailers and their corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten the program. Do you feel negative or positive about this or neutral?
Positive.
Okay. As a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase health care benefits and get college loans. Is that negative or positive to you?
Positive.
Okay. Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teaches at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington. Is that very positive to you or negative or neutral?
Positive.
Okay, Don Davis fights for our armed services and military families. He's working to bring new F-15 aircrafts to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. And he voted for pay increase for all service members, including a 15% pay increase for junior unlisted service members. Is that positive or negative to you?
Positive.
Okay. Through support of North Carolina's credit union, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers have access to banking service at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to get to work, pay for their children's education, or emergency hospital bills. Is that positive to you or negative? Or neutral?
Neutral.
Okay. Knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet, helping our local eastern North Carolina small businesses have the internet needed to prosper and grow. Is that negative, positive, or neutral to you?
Positive.
Positive? All right. Okay, so lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Lori Buchholz, a constitutional conservative Republican, a veteran from a family of decorated veterans and retired Army Colonel who founded a successful company specialized in electronic warfare. In Congress, her priorities will be to secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, support military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Now, based on all the information you've heard about both candidates for Congress, which one do you support? Don Davis, the Democrat, or Lori Puckout, the Republican?
Don Davis.
Okay. Your gender, male or female?
Male.
Okay, thank you for that. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40, 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Okay, and do you consider yourself African-American or black?